This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
And you're listening to the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report. Got a great show for you. Corey and I have devoted the entire second hour of the program to a subject that we alluded to earlier in the week in some of the daily editorials, and that's we're going to be talking about more, kind of expanding the scope of our show, and helping us do that during the second hour is going to be Congressman Walter Jones from North Carolina, and definitely his chief of staff, Glenn Downs. I think you guys will find it very, very interesting to hear what those folks have to say. We're starting out the show, however, with our friend Valentin Schmidt. Valentin is the business editor for the Epoch Times. They do a lot of work centering around China. Got to get a comment for you, Valentin. Thursday morning it was announced, or maybe it was Wednesday morning, it was announced that Russia and China had signed that natural gas deal. What do you think about that?
Oh, that's a pretty expansive question, Al. First of all, thanks a lot for being on your show. I always like to contribute. So the gas deal, I think one of the oligarchs came out today and said this is the most remarkable deal in the last 10 years. And, you know, he might not be so wrong. Why? So let's go through the deal metrics at first. So they're going to start building at least one pipeline that is going to go online in 2018 from Siberia to China. And they signed a deal for 30 years, which will pump at least 38 billion cubic meters of natural gas from Siberia to China for a price of around 370 to 390. That wasn't disclosed, but those were the rumored numbers. Apparently, Russia sells to Europe for a bit above 400, and China has to buy from overseas for more than 600. So from that perspective, it's definitely good for China. And then they have the possibility to expand the project and build another pipeline, which will be 22 billion, so a total of 60 billion cubic meters per year, which will make China the biggest. The biggest imports will come from Russia, so China will be dependent on Russian gas. So why is this important from an economic point of view? Because Russia can diversify, so they're not dependent on selling to Europe, and China, on the other hand, will be dependent on Russia, but less dependent on imports from other countries, which are more expensive and less easy to control, because at the end of the day, when you're talking about natural resource supply chain, you want to be able to control them as good as possible, like, for example, the United States does with the Middle East, and they did it in a smart way. They just built a couple of military bases there, so that's a lot of control. And you have your companies joint venturing with a state company to source that stuff. So that's the highest degree of control you can get. If Russia sells to China for both, it's pretty high control because the relationship they have is good. It's an anti-West relationship, and so it's a win-win for the two of them. Then, in terms of geopolitical implications, of course, this is. Oh no, sorry. I might add. I spoke to an energy trader recently here in New York City, and he said that China is basically buying everything, all energy assets. It doesn't matter whether it's coal, oil, from east, from the west. It doesn't matter. They're gobbling up everything because they're so desperate to get energy. So for them, it was also a very, very big deal to source that gas from Russia.
So
and from a geo- yes.
Oh, go for it, Valentin. Finish up.
So from a geopolitical perspective, of course, it's also a big deal because it makes both of the nations less dependent on the West. Like I said, Russia is less dependent on Europe to buy, and China is less dependent on the West to sell to it or on shipping lanes, which by and large America controls, to ship the gas to China.
Valentin, I think this is very much a power play by Russia and China together. They're going completely against, I believe, the U.S. and kind of the structured setup of the way energy has been flowing. And energy is crucial to every economy. And when you can lock down supply chains like this and make it easier and more consistent, I think that sets up well for countries. I know that you are, for the most part, negative on China and its growth. Do you think this changes the picture a little bit and makes China more of a power player?
Well, I mean, there's two sides to that coin. So first of all, China is a power player no matter what happens, because they have got 1.3 billion people largely underutilized. So they still can squeeze a bit out of that. And even if they stay the same, they're still going to be powerful. They propped up the military spending, and they have a couple of cyber warfare and economic warfare activities going on that are not negligible. So that's a big deal. What doesn't change, and obviously this gives them, like I said, the added benefit of diversified energy imports, and also cheaper than most of the stuff they can source from elsewhere. But what it doesn't change is the structural inefficiency of the Chinese economy. I cited these numbers before. For each unit of output of GDP they produce, they just consume an abhorrent amount of energy and other natural resources that's not sustainable. I always cite the cement example. So they have 10% of global GDP, and they use 50% of the world's cement. I mean, how long do you want to do that? If you have 20% of world GDP, then you use 100% of world's cement. I mean, this is just not happening. And the same goes for oil, et cetera, et cetera. And this goes back to the argument of the lack of productivity and invention. Because once you copy everything from everybody else, which China has essentially done, and leapfrog some of the productivity enhancements, then you have to start innovating yourself. And the Chinese are just not capable of doing that because of their culture of copying everything and cutting corners. So that's why I think the Chinese, apart from the credit problem, which will set them back, they're going to languish or just be at a certain level until they get that problem sorted out.
In one comment that I would like to make here that I think is really important is if you look at what's going on in the Far East, if you look at this this agreement between Russia and China, from the perspective of an American, you know, you would say, well, that's really not very good, et cetera, because, you know, we're being left out of the loop, it's detrimental to us, you know, and on and on. And that's very, very true. But I think you also have to look at this thing from the perspective of the Russians and the Chinese. I mean, what's to say that it's wrong for them to want, they want the West to have less control over them than they do. Any comments on that?
Yeah, of course. Look, I mean, in my world, we'd have everybody getting along and everybody trading with each other freely, which is basically the real road of prosperity. And if you have an efficient solution, which this pipeline clearly is, it's an economically viable, efficient solution, then those two countries should do that. The only problem is that one country is still a communist regime persecuting its own citizen, and the other country is a corrupt oligarchy assassinating journalists and also persecuting political dissidents. So naturally, if they work together and bypass the United States, which, like I always say, has also problems, also in terms of civil rights, etc., but is relatively better, then that's not necessarily good for the rest of the world.
Valentin, I always appreciate talking about the Chinese issues. I think that this issue will be very important moving forward, and I think it is just the first of many news stories that will impact not only the U.S. but the global economy. We will be continuing this discussion with Valentin on a weekend special that will be posted on our site. We'll be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay. Okay, welcome in. You know, one of the purposes of our program, aside from discussing political issues and economic issues, is to introduce people to companies that Corey and I think merit your attention. Now, we want to say in the interest of full disclosure that we're not suggesting that you purchase stock in any of these companies or that you sell stock in any of these companies for that matter. We're just telling you that these are companies that we find to be interesting, our colleagues to find to be interesting, and then you kind of do whatever you want on that. We're talking right now a little bit about a company called Idaho North Resources. Corey and I were introduced to Idaho North Resources about 2.5-3 weeks ago, not very long to say the least, by a colleague of ours. Kathy and I happened to be over in Spokane shortly after. I spoke with the president of the company, Mark Fralick, and said, we're going to be over in your neck of the woods. Let's have breakfast. Let me learn more about your deal. And we did. What started out to be a half hour to an hour meeting ended up being about a 4-hour meeting. Having said that, Kathy only started drumming her fingers once, Mark, I might say. But having said that, the thing that's intriguing to me about this company is, number one, Mark is a very interesting guy. He is a true maverick in the sense that he did well enough in the business community by the time he was in his mid-40s that he was able to retire and follow his real passion, which is mining, and he's been doing that ever since. His partner, Thomas E. Calicrate, is a very interesting man, certainly very competent when it comes to technological issues. He has held senior technical and management positions with a whole lot of companies that you're going to recognize right away. New Gold is one. Kennecott is another one. Remarco is another one. He's had some very good luck in the area. Tom lives in Nevada right now, and his involvement is to find properties that this particular company can do some work on and, if they so desire, put under their belt. They're involved in three areas right now. They have their Eagleville property and then two other properties. Now, having said that, let's talk a little bit about your three areas of concern in Nevada. Let's start with the Eagleville property, and I guess a logical person to discuss that would be you, Tom.
The Eagleville property is located approximately 8 miles east of Rawhide Deposit, which is an open pit deposit mined by Kennecott for approximately 10 years and produced 2 million ounces of gold. It's located in the central part of Nevada. It's in a great location. There's no environmental issues. And currently we've got 8 drill holes into the project, 4 of them core holes, 4 of them RC holes, and every drill hole has set mineralization in gold and silver. And right now we're focused on 2 programs on the project. One of them is the past production in the mid-1800s. They produced high-grade gold and silver from underground vein system. That program we're focused on right now is to redevelop and redrill portions of those veins to see if we can develop an underground operation on that area of the project. On top of that, we have numerous samples all over the surface that go up to over 1.5 ounces in gold and up to 68 ounces per ton silver. And so our other focus on the project is to see if we can't drill that out into a large open pit deposit and develop that into a world-class operation.
Tom, as Al mentioned, your other properties are also in Nevada, which is a fantastic place to explore. We all know that there are some great mineralization in the area. Your other two projects, Divide and Klondike, also look very interesting. Can you tell us a bit of the background on the Divide project first?
My background started with Kennecott in the last 10 years, 15 years, working for them for the Walker Lane exploration program. Out of that exploration program, I developed lots of data, lots of information, including the areas down by Tonopah. And the Divide district is a real fascinating area right now where Allied Nevada had rediscovered the Three Hills deposit and the Hasbrook deposit, and they've now got over 1 million, I think it's about 1.2 million ounces of gold. It recently was sold to a little junior company, and we've got claims in around that whole holdings in there, and our focus right now is to see if we can't develop additional properties in and around that area.
You know, one thing I want to get in with you, Mark, and I think this is really important, and it's something that needs to be stressed. Number one, this is a very young company. You know, you just completed your IPO fairly recently, got organized in terms of working with Tom and the rest of it. You're in a good state. One of the things that I find to be intriguing about this company is that when you look at the share structure, you have only got 9.63 million shares prior to the close of this private placement, which will probably happen within a month or so. You've only got 9.63 million shares outstanding. Now, a couple of interesting things that are important in terms of your capitalization. In terms of options outstanding, you have absolutely none, okay? In terms of warrants, there are 1.47 million warrants outstanding. Those stem from private placements that you've done in the past. The average price on those warrants is 25 cents. However, the cash on exercise is quite a bit higher. It's almost 50% higher at 37 cents. Those are important facts to me when you talk about the integrity of your company. Can you elaborate just a little bit on that for us?
Well, I've always been kind of a sticker on watching the money, if you will, and how things go. And I'm a believer, a firm believer, that a low share count means higher share value. And I think that's important to our investors. Yes, you have to raise money, but you have to do that on calculated situations. So you want to maximize the share value and minimize the share count. And then when necessary to go out and get more funds, you hope you're at the right share number. Or if you're at the right share number, my thinking is the investors will have enough confidence in us that they will want to exercise their warrants. So that's another way to infuse more money into the company.
You know, Corey, the one thing I want to say on this, we've only got about a minute left here, is that this is probably the earliest stage company that we have ever been involved with. I know it is in my case. Having said that, early stage companies, if you have good people running them, okay, if you have sensible, well-educated, experienced people running them, they oftentimes will work out better than some of the larger companies that we find at early stages. This is not a solicitation to purchase any of these shares, ladies and gentlemen. It's not a solicitation to buy any of these shares. We're simply stating the facts here. Point of interest, neither Corey or I currently own any shares in Idaho North. If we're going to change that, and we very well may, but if we're going to change that, we will give you our normal 3-day advance notice of that particular purchase.
You know, Al, I think everybody understands that our policy at the KE Report is to give 3 days advance notice whether we are buying or selling. To make our determination to buy or sell stocks, I know most investors out there as well as us really take into account location, jurisdiction. They want it to be in a safe, politically safe, and friendly mining jurisdiction. Companies need to have a plan, too, and that's what I like about the companies that we happen to be invested in. It is a tough decision to move into some of these companies and invest, but you really need to be happy with the location, the properties, the plan of management, as well as the management team. We're going to stay very close and up to date to Idaho North Resources. It's a company that, as you mentioned, it is very junior, one of the younger ones that we have taken on. And I think that there is a lot of upside in that. That is a forward-looking statement. We will just have to see where this company goes, and we'll keep everybody well informed.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Corey and I are chatting with the gentleman who has a very, very interesting, to say the least, publication. The man's name, first of all, is Gary Christensen. He was on the show once before. He's got a great pub called The Deviant Investor, and Gary has written this past week a couple of articles, one on gold and one on silver. Gary, I'd like to, if you would, chat a little bit about your thoughts currently on gold and silver. They're both just kind of treading water right now. A lot of people felt that they would go down meaningfully today, Friday, in preparation for, or prior, I guess I should say, to the three-day weekend. So far, it isn't happening. What are your overall thoughts on these two metals, Gary?
Well, okay, thank you for asking. First of all, I have to tell you that in terms of what's happening today, tomorrow, or next week, probably like most people, I'm completely befuddled. I simply don't know. And my only answer to that is ask the high-frequency traders. They seem to be running the show. But in regard to the big picture, which is something we can understand and can do some analysis on that makes sense, I wrote an article on silver, and the title of the article was Silver Was Not in a Bubble in 2011, which I think is rather a critical point. Again, back to the big picture analysis, because we can have some information about that and trying to avoid the short-term analysis. The conclusion out of this article was that the April 2011 silver price was not in a bubble, and the reason why I consider that important is silver was in a huge bubble in 1980, and then languished for roughly 20 years until 2001, and has been in a bull market until then. Now, the argument, of course, that a certain number of people will say is, it's not in a bull market, it's been in a bear market for 3 years, it's correcting deeply, there's nothing to make it go up. And my argument, among other things, is that silver and gold bear markets end, like stock markets and other markets, in bubbly, frothy peaks. And my point was that the 2011 peak in both gold and silver weren't that bubbly and weren't that frothy. Now, that's not just an opinion. I went back and did the statistical analysis on gold and silver, and I took weekly data, so over 2,000 data points on each one, and weekly data back through 1970-something, 73, 74-something, and looked at it and said, so let's just test 1980. How far off the norm was that? And then let's test 2011. And the conclusion in silver was that silver was about 10 standard deviations above the norm. That's weekly data in 1980. And you know, if you know anything about statistics, you know that 10 standard deviations is an infinitesimally small probability. Are you with me on this so far?
We got you, Gary. Continue.
Okay, good. Well, so my point is that if something is 10 standard deviations off the norm, that's a completely unlikely, infinitesimally small probability of occurrence. And yes, I know there are fat tails in statistics in the real world and markets, and statistics in the markets don't really work in the extremes, either extremely low or extremely high, because there are fat tails, and it isn't a 10 standard deviation in terms of a real distribution. But if you assume the normal distribution statistics, which works real well in the mid range and not at all well in the ends, then you realize how unlikely that event is. It's not the same number as statistics would tell you, but it is an extremely unlikely event. So by comparison, the 2011, using the exact same data, the same process, was about 4 standard deviations off the norm, which is, you know, immensely more probable than a 10 standard deviations. And my conclusion from that is 2011 was a peak. It was a little bit of a frothy peak driven up by multiple reasons, and then it crashed afterwards. But it was by no means a massive bull market bubble peak rally that we should expect at some point in the future, given all the money printing that we're doing. So if you look at 1980 and you look at now, you say, yeah, one was a peak, one was a huge 1980, huge, massive blow-off peak, not similar. We have lots more money printing now. We have lots more demand now. Prices of silver should continue up considerably. Now, they've been going down for 3 years, and one can always say, well, yes, of course, and they're going to keep going down. But I find that analysis really flies in the face of most of the facts of the market, of the physical demand, of the manipulation that's going on, of the money printing that's going on, and I just think that it's a massive correction for a massive blow-off rally in 2011. So that would be my comments on silver. Should I stop there for the moment?
Gary, you know what? Let's move on to gold, because I think gold and silver, very similar in their markets. We've both seen some price spikes and then a significant pullback in the last few years. What are some of your comments on gold then?
Well, I did the same analysis on gold. I took the 144-week moving average. I also did a 40-week moving average and a 100-week moving average in case anyone's concerned that one of those was misrepresentative. And they all came out with essentially the same numbers. And using gold, we had in 1980 9.37 standard deviations above the 144-week moving average, which is outrageous. But in 2011, it was, let me see, 2.15 deviations. So again, a very different type of market. One was a peak in 2011, one was a blow-off rally in 1980. Again, gold was not as intense as silver, as we all know, because the gold-silver ratio clearly reflects the extreme volatility in silver, so that if you were plotting that ratio, you'd see that silver moves far higher when it goes up and far lower when it goes down, and that's reflected in the statistics, 2 standard deviations versus 4 for 2011 peak. So again, I see the same thing with gold. Gold was up to over 1,900 in August of 2011, has dropped roughly 40% since then. has double bottomed in June of 2013 and then December of 2013 and has asked the high frequency traders, has probably bottomed here in a double bottom and is now slowly finding a new base somewhere around 1300 and should rally substantially from here. My analysis, my opinion, sometime in this year it should begin the rally and it should be way higher in a couple of years. That's the way I would view it.
Gary, I got to tell you, we all agree, certainly on this particular site, we all agree that the price of gold and silver should be higher in the future. I guess the one thing that I would like your opinion on is, you know, my family and I purchase and hold gold and silver, not because we're looking to make money, not because we're looking for price appreciation, because we're certainly not short-term traders. We buy it for one very simple fact, and that is we believe it gives us financial security. We believe that it provides us with insurance against disaster, financial disaster. It doesn't go any farther than that with me. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I totally agree with you. I think that that is not the way that, and this is just an opinion, I think that's not the way a lot of people would view it. They still have the somewhat mistaken impression that gold isn't money, that dollars are money, and that then gold is just an investment that you get in and out of. But to me, that's only part of the story. My ultimate feeling on it is exactly the same as yours. It's insurance. If you were in Poland in 1936, would you rather have pieces of paper that were called money, or would you rather have gold? Which one's going to get you out of the country? It's the same logic, whether it's as intense as Poland in 1936 or Greece in 2012 or the United States in 2014, it's the same logic. Gold is ultimately money, and gold is ultimately insurance against governments that tend to abuse their ability to print money. And the logic of it is we have $17.5 trillion in debt. Does anyone really believe that's going to be paid back with dollars that are worth anything near what they are now? And so that's why you buy gold as insurance, because it's insurance against the declining dollar. It's insurance against governments that are printing money to survive. It's insurance against massively increasing debt that has no end in sight and ultimately must reflect back in the value, in the diminished value of all paper currencies. So I would agree with you after my long-winded explanation. Thank you.
Hey, man, I wasn't really long-winded. Corey and I truly appreciate that, and I know that our listeners do. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want more information about the Deviant Investor, number one, we endorse it. I got to say that. We haven't been chatting with Gary as much as we should, but both Corey and I read the publication, and we thoroughly completely endorse it. Gary, appreciate your time, my friend. We're going to get you back on the show more often. Hit them straight, bud.
Being an avid golfer, I echo Al's statement. Gary, it's been a pleasure chatting with you. We're going to have you back on the program on a more regular basis now. Everybody, stick around for some more gold and silver, as well as conventional market chat with our expert panel, our roundtable that we do every weekend.
All right. Thank you very much.
Just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179. Two cases for only $355. Or get 3 cases for only $5.15 and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.
Okay, here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition. Corey and I have an expert panel with us. Good friends, very knowledgeable people. Rick Ackerman, Mellow Rick, Gary Savage, and our friend Chris Temple, obviously. Guys, in terms of the market this week, it was interesting. A lot of the people on our blog were calling for a major takedown in gold today, Friday, as of this recording anyway, and we're about 2.5 hours away from the market closing. That hasn't happened. Gold is just basically treading water. The three major indices dealing with the conventional markets in the United States are all up. 5142 for the Dow, 634 for the S&P, 1995 for the NASDAQ. I don't really see much of this, you know, any major change here between now and the market close. Let's start out with you, Gary. What do you think, bud?
I think they're probably going to ramp the market up to new highs Tuesday morning, and they may even make it through half of the week. But then we should get some kind of a dip down into a daily cycle low. I'm going to guess it's going to occur maybe on the employment report. We'll get the bottom on the employment report. And then at that point, I think you can probably bet the farm that the Fed is going to come in and they're going to rescue this market, have it right back up near the all-time highs by the FOMC meeting on the 18th.
Rick, what are some of your technical levels that you're looking at for the conventional markets?
Like a lot of technicians, I'm not really wanting to go too far out on a limb here. I think we're building a broad top. I'm leaving room for some kind of marginal rally or rally to marginal new record highs. I'm always reminded of the Wall Street saying that the road to hell is paved with analysts who are looking for one last rally. So I'm a little wary here. I think that there are very strong headwinds right now against the market. Certainly the economy has serious trouble with the relapse in housing prices and sales. We had a little bit of a blip in housing, but I think it's a dead cat mouse. So with retail fading and housing fading, it's hard to see how this market could push significantly higher.
You know, when you look at this thing from an emotional standpoint, which you really shouldn't do, but I have a tendency sometimes to let gut-level feelings sway me. Chris, I guess this question would be directed for you, and that is, I really don't see how this thing can continue on. I mean, I understand why we got to the point, you know, and I know I'm repeating myself, but geez, there's nothing else to say. I understand how we got to the point where we're at. If people were truly aware of what was going on in the economy, and everybody was aware of it because the conventional markets really started to fall, I think we would be in really serious trouble. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on domestically and internationally that I think could put the United States in some real serious trouble. I mean, look at the agreement between Russia and China here. You know, is that going to take down, you know, the status of the U.S. currency as being the currency of last resort? That's not going to, but it certainly is a step in the right direction. I just don't like what's going on. Chris, I mean, you're a pretty bright guy. You've been in the market for a long time. You think I'm crazy?
Well, that's a relative term, I guess, Al. But, you know, as I think it was on Thursday's show, when you and Corey and I were talking, I pointed out the fact that there's been numerous predictions that the stock market at some point is going to have to reckon with fundamentals. It has at various times. It will again. But when you look at the big picture, when I first got in this industry, the Dow was spending a number of years dancing either side of 1,000. Now we're above 16,000, but that does not mean that the U.S. economy is 16 times better off, nor does it mean that the household of the average American and the average American's finances are 16 times better off. What it does mean is that we have had an exponential increase in credit, in the monetary base, in debt, and in all of these various tricks the Fed has come up with to create financial alchemy and try and have some type of a top-down monetary policy trickle down to where it does help the Main Street economy. And the fact that we have a situation right now, you know, the point of your question, that the markets don't necessarily reflect Main Street, this isn't new. This has been going on for a generation plus, and it's going to continue to go on. You talk about emotion. We're ending this last week with the VIX at a 15-month low or some such thing. There's a lot of complacency on Wall Street. There's no fear. What we're also seeing to some extent is what I've been suggesting for a while, that we could see another boost for anything to do with the U.S. dollar, given what's going on and about to go on further in Europe. So the path of least resistance for money internationally still is the U.S. dollar and U.S. dollar assets, and nothing is going to change that right away. Will the U.S. dollar be the world's reserve currency 50 years from now? No. But will it be several years from now? Probably will. And for now, again, it's the path of least resistance, and it's where most of the money wants to go.
Chris, I think you hit the nail on the head right there, saying that the market is not a relation or a sign of how the economy is doing. I think most citizens, average Americans out there, understand that times are tougher right now. This wealth gap is growing. However, we are seeing the conventional markets reaching and really solidifying around these all-time highs. And this is simply a function, I believe, of the average investor being priced out of the market and simply going along with what the big money is doing, because big money is driving these markets. You mentioned the volatility is at extreme lows, I would say, which is another sign that people are just going along with the big money. And you know what? You can't blame them. And that's why I think gold and silver will continue to struggle. We're seeing outflows in the gold ETFs. There simply just is not the Western demand there, and I don't think there will be the Western demand there until at the very earliest after summer is over. Rick, your comments?
I'm kind of the opinion that gold is probably going to stay in this trading range, just chopping back and forth. I know we've got this triangle pattern that everybody's looking at, but I suspect it's probably too obvious, and it's not going to really generate anything, whichever way it breaks. I suspect we've probably got another month and a half of this back and forth chop, and then at that point, I do believe that this fall, we are going to see a big move up in gold, but I suspect we've got few more weeks here to just frustrate everybody before it's going to start.
You know, I think what's going on in gold right now, by the way, and this is something we haven't mentioned, but the situation in the Ukraine is really, really calming down. I know that yesterday, crossed the wire at 7:47 a.m., Vladimir Putin said Russia will work with the next Ukrainian president after elections on Sunday, even though the vote won't meet international standards. His direct quote was, "But let them hold it like that, at least," Putin said at the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum on the 23rd. He said he and Russia want the situation to calm down and they'll respect the will of the Ukrainian people. I think for the time being, because we don't know how those elections are going to turn out, but I have to say, I think for the time being, this is taking a bit of interest away from gold as a hedge against, for lack of better terms, calamity. Got a couple minutes left here. Gary, would you agree with that?
I would. I'm still waiting for gold to give us some kind of a recognizable intermediate degree bottom, and it's possible that it occurred on the April, I believe it was 21st, maybe 24th, somewhere in there. But I'm not really seeing anything that I recognize as a final intermediate low. So I'm kind of expecting to break upwards out of this triangle, but I think it'll probably reverse back down, and we're going to get some kind of low there. And I think that'll be the final low, but I also think it's just not going to take off really quick. I think we'll probably have another month, maybe 2 months in the gold market.
Well, I think it's very possible. I don't know, Corey, you know, I guess I got to ask you a question. When you were an undergraduate at St. Andrews University, and then when you were articling in, to achieve your CA/CPA designation, did you ever think that the world would become this complicated? I got to tell you, when I was your age, man, I never, ever did. The one thing that gives me a certain amount of the respite, for lack of better terms, right now, though, is I think that on an international level, and this isn't necessarily good for gold, but, you know, you got to look at humanity in general. On an international level, I would have to say that it's very, very calming for me to see cooler heads prevailing for the most part. I mean, when you look at the Middle East and areas like, you know, specifically the Middle East, cooler heads definitely aren't prevailing over there. But when you look at what's happening around the world, and let's talk about the Ukraine right now, I think that cooler heads are prevailing, and I would have to say to all the leaders of the world, you guys have done a great job so far in this situation. Sounds like it's off topic, but it's really not, because that event, I think, has a lot of input for what's going on, certainly in the precious metals market. Stick around. We're going to be back with politics from the office of Congressman Walter Jones from North Carolina.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Henry Ford once said, "A man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops the clock to save time." Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at alkavision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. That's alkavision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new alkavision.com.